Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Maybe a month ago now, Faisal, we held a session with our clients, a community session called Rediscover Your Retirement Purpose. Mm-hmm. And the premise behind that was some of the conversation, at least for me, had changed with clients. There was a higher level of anxiety I was sensing. COVID had changed travel plans. It had just changed plans for people. Whether that was intentional or not. And so it was fun to get together, challenge that, and get people refocused back on what is it that they're running towards in this period of time that we call retirement.
Can you say that last piece about running towards, because you and I've talked about this a bunch of times when it comes to clients that we've talked to or their experiences of what they're having. You're either running
away?
Away.
Or running towards something.
And so we always now phrase it as, what are you running towards?
Right. Because it gets you focused on what is it you want, right? That's just a different way of saying what is it you want. But you have to think of your own situation. And I can certainly say, yeah, I've spent time certainly running from things.
Yeah.
But it's way more fun running towards what it is you want.
Correct.
Right? And that's, I think, an important piece of that ongoing retirement puzzle.
And when you're running away from something, it makes retirement feel difficult.
Right.
So how about we speak to an author who has the book Making Retiring Easy?
Mm-hmm. So it's how to create the best retirement life for clients. But Gary Poyer is going to join us right now. Gary, I want to first of all thank you for taking some time to be on the show with us. And I want to jump into why the genesis of the idea behind writing this book. Maybe just tell us, I've shared with you a bit about our experience. I don't know why you wrote this book, but I am curious what you saw out there that you felt the need to write this book.
Okay, well, thank you for having me. The reason I wrote the book was I myself am a certified financial planner, met with clients a lot over the years, and I found that a lot of clients, they focused on the accumulation of funds, but they couldn't tell me what they wanted to do in retirement. And, at one time, I wasn't able to really help them. Quite often clients would ask me, well, Gary, how much should I save for retirement? And I would say, well, it depends on what you want to do. And so that was kind of the reason I wrote the book, was to help clients, especially the ones who were financially able to retire, but who didn't know what they wanted to do. I wanted to help them figure out what to do with their time in retirement so that retirement could be the best time of their life. And so I just started putting my information together and out came the book.
So when you look at what you've accomplished in this book, all these discussions that you've had with clients, what have you found as being some of the biggest misconceptions? I think this is a good thing to start with, is a lot of clients get things wrong or have misconceptions. What are the biggest ones that you can recall?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is that a lot of clients, and a lot of advisors for that matter, say to their clients, you wait until you retire and then you can figure out what you want to do. Don't worry until you retire. And I take the exact opposite view. I think retirement brings with it a sense of urgency. And the reason for that is we don't know how long we're going to live. We don't know how long our spouse is going to live. We don't know how long our health is going to hold out. So I try and get people to have a plan, a blueprint for their retirement, so that when they do retire, they hit the ground running. And so I think that's one of the biggest ones, because we all know people that pass away early in their retirement. And, they miss out on so much. So that's probably the biggest misconception. And I would say a second one is, a lot of people focus in on a financial legacy. And I myself think a personal legacy is even more important, because everyone has a story to tell, and everybody is a story to tell. And, I think a lot of people should really focus in on their personal legacy as well.
I'm going to add another misconception, I think, Faisal, and this is one that you and I come across regularly. And I spoke about it this week, actually, and it's this idea that your life is going to be fundamentally different in retirement than it is pre-retirement. Mm. So I'll just use a simple example. How many people we get talking about, health is going to become really important in retirement, and so I'm going to start working out 7 days a week when I retire, because I've got time. And we say, well, how much do you work out now? Oh, no, I haven't worked out in 20 years. So, you know, it's inconsistent that you're going to go from 0 to 7 days a week,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So good counsel is, well, if health is going to be important, then you need to incorporate it into your life today, and you will carry that into retirement. And fair, you might have more time, so you could maybe go from, you know, start at 1 day a week, work up to 3 or 4, and then maybe get to 7. But it's not going to be fundamentally different. You've lived your life a certain way for 30 years, right? Soon as you hit retirement, it's not going to fundamentally change.
So you're basically speaking about my situation with golf, right?
You're never going to be
I'm terrible
you're
at
a hockey player.
I play maybe 2 rounds a year. And I'm like, wait till retirement, yeah. and I can take this as a full-time
golf like
gig.
Crazy.
Nope, not going to probably happen.
Not happening.
You know, what's interesting, Gary, is that when we speak to clients about, you know, their transition to retirement, many of them have romanticized or thought about retirement like a checklist. I'm going to travel here. I'm going to do these things. And it's literally like a bucket list.
Right.
Or it's a honey-do list. Honey, you have to do this stuff. And then they kind of get into some sort of rhythm going, okay, I've done all the things that I've got on my list. Now what do I fill my time with? And that period in is probably one of the most stressful for them because they've got a bit of void in their life. In your experience dealing with clients, when you uncover that situation, what are some of the pieces of advice you would give to them?
Well, I think the bucket list is a good starting point. But I think what a person needs to do is go through a process. And that's what I did. I came up with 30 additional ways to think about retirement. You have to think about retirement from an encompassing perspective, because if you run out of things to do in the first couple of years, you're going to get bored, you're going to get frustrated, you're going to go work at Walmart or, you know, Home Depot or something like that, and you're going to not enjoy retirement. So I think what you need to do is sit down with an advisor and really go through a comprehensive analysis of what you like to do, what's meaningful, so that when you get your checklist complete, you're not there isn't a void. You know what opportunities are before you, and you know what your life purpose is as well. So there's no reason for somebody to run out of things to do if they're aware of what the opportunities are that retirement's offering them.
Some clients have come to the realization, usually about 10 years into their retirement, that purpose is the act of service. What are they servicing towards? Who are they servicing to help? And who are they giving to? Could be family, could be their community, could be other people outside of their own country, whatever it may be. But they start to evolve to a point of finding out that act of service is one of the key ways to really illustrate what their purpose in life is. How hard is it for people who are so focused on their career, they're so driven in that, to turn that off and get into this concept of retirement? Now, we only have about a minute to go, so I want to put that time frame in place, but just give us your experience on that.
Well, you know, a lot of people, a lot of professionals especially, or business owners, they identify who they are with what they do. They retire, all of a sudden they lose their identity, they start to drift. What they need to understand is that what they did for a living was their purpose. But they can have their purpose can evolve, and they can have a new purpose. And for people who never have had a purpose, retirement's a perfect time to identify what their purpose is. So your purpose will change over time, or if you're lucky enough, it will stay the same, but it will evolve.
Gary, if anybody wants to get a hold of your book, how do they do that?
The easiest way right now is to, well, it'll be on Amazon.ca at the end of June. Make retiring easy, or they can email me at gary@aspirepersonalachievement.com.
And feel free to reach out to us on the website of morethanmoneyradio.com. Connect with us, and we'll get you in link with Gary so you can get a copy of his book. Gary, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
We've been joined by Gary Poyer. He is the author of Making Retiring Easy. It's not an easy process.
Not.
It requires structure, discipline, and a strategy to get through it. And we're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, June 20th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to book your seats on this one. So go to our website at morethanmoneyradio.com to register. So Dave, what's up next on the next segment? Because we just talked about retirement, but there's one kind of strategy that people are talking about.
Well, we get asked often about trusts. and whether a trust is an appropriate tool for my family. Join us after the break to figure out if they're right for you. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.